Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the believer, the mu'min. You know, iman and faith, and also the believer, the mu'min, this is a topic that has been discussed in the Holy Quran in many different ways and in many different verses. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "The faithful are only those whose hearts tremble with awe when Allah is mentioned, and when His signs are recited to them, they increase their faith, and who put their trust in their Lord, maintain the prayer, and spend out of what we have provided them. It is they who are truly the faithful. They shall have ranks near their Lord, forgiveness and a noble provision." In this connection, the Holy Prophet Muhammad described the believer, the mu'min, in the following way. He said, "He, the believer, is subtle in his movements, sweet to look at. He seeks out the loftiest of matters and has the most outstanding moral ethics. He is not prejudiced against he whom he does not like, nor biased in favor of one he loves. He is hardly a burden, and instead is very helpful. He perfects his actions as if he is being watched, lowers his gaze, is liberal in his giving, and never turns away a beggar. He considers his words carefully and guards his tongue. He neither accepts falsehood from a friend nor rejects the truth from an enemy." Meaning if an enemy tells him something true, he will accept it. In continuation, the Prophet said, "He only learns in order that he might know, and he only seeks to know in order that he may act." Meaning, action is the ultimate goal for this person in the acquisition of knowledge. He doesn't want to learn just so that he could say that he knows a lot of things or he has a lot of knowledge. No, he learns so that he can eventually act upon what he knows. "When he travels with worldly people, he is the smartest of them. And when he travels with the people of the hereafter, he is the most pious from among them." These are some of the beautiful characteristics of the believers in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps summing up all of these characteristics in one sentence, the Prophet Muhammad said the following regarding the believer: "The believer likes others and is well liked by them, and there is no good to be found in one who does not get along with others, and whom people do not get along with. The best of people is the most useful from among them." And the Prophet said, "He whose good deed pleases him and whose sin upsets him is indeed a believer." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the believer and his virtues and characteristics in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali.